his arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
You are now listening to the J-Dub 561 Show. J-Dub
561 Show.
The J-Dub 561 Show. Playing the hottest Christian hip-hop, pop, and rock in the universe.
Here we go!
Yo! What is going on, everybody? You are listening to the J-Dub 561 Show. No, your channel didn't change, but the program did. What is up? It's your boy, J-Dub 561, and I'm so glad to be with you today. We're going to be playing the hottest Christian hip-hop, pop, and R&B in South Florida, and I'd like to say in the universe. Plus, we got a special guest on the show with me. We got El Val. He's actually on the line right now. El Val, what's up, player?
Yo, man. I'm good.
You good?
Yes, sir.
Man, I am so blessed to have you on the show today, man. We are going to be playing tons of your music today, exposing you to an audience in South Florida. This radio station reaches about 7.5 million people, bro. So I can't wait to expose them to some of your amazing tunes that you produce, write, and just destroy on the stage. Before we get into the show right now, though, I do want to take a second, man, and just say, you know, hey, this is 9/11. And what happened, you know, back in 2001 changed America, I think, forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't know, man, El Val, what are your thoughts on 9/11, brother?
I mean, regardless of how we view the situation, I think as the body of Christ, man, we can't do much but just feel compassion. Mm-hmm. You know, be filled with compassion. You know, love on people, man. Continue to pray over those that are still affected by
Amen.
It. Everyone that lost family members, I mean, people that lost coworkers, you name
Come
it.
On.
It's the pain is still there, you know. And as a body, man, let's be the hands and feet and love people.
Amen, bro. I couldn't have said it better. And I'll never forget. I was in college at the time, and my wife was working in a courthouse, and I heard on the radio that, you know, a plane hit the tower, and then I parked my car. As I parked my car and they're talking about it, they said, oh my gosh, another plane just hit the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I called my wife and I'm like, Sue, get out of the building. You know, I mean, I freak.
Wow.
You know, yeah, because I'm like, yo, they're attacking every government building. And so I'll never forget that. So let's honor them today, those who paid the ultimate sacrifice. Man, the firefighters that went up in the building, God bless them, and thank you out there, you know, all the first responders out there, men and women who are serving America and this great nation. We thank you. We're praying for you, and we definitely want to dedicate this show to them today. But El Val, we about to kick this off. So would you do me the pleasure, the honor, the blessing, and cranking this show up for me?
Yo, this is El Val. You're listening to J-Dub on the 561 Show, 89.9 FM, WCNL. Make sure you keep it locked. Let's go.
Woo!
Yes, I be so sober. Ain't no codeine in my soda. Yellow Gucci on Gucci girl. Yeah, I'm doing all right. Got the joy in my spirit. It's all night, cause I'm ten toes down, two hands up. Yeah, ask me how I'm doing, I'ma show you what it's up. Let's get right.
Ten toes down, two hands up.
glasses, blessings for my bucks. Can't afford that Gucci Louis, but I'm shooting for the stars. I'm like blase, so so lit on Monday. Watch me fly, no runway, girl, this freedom's only one way. One way and I'm 10 toes down.
Against the wall with nowhere to go. About to lose it all, but I didn't know. Where you going? Where you going? I was praying for a miracle. Back against the wall with nowhere to go. About to lose it all, but I didn't know. Where you going? Where you going? Like 1 year ago, I ain't know like where to go. I just had nowhere to roll, every door appeared to close. I'm praying God would just clear a road. Them enemies suspending me and speaking fear into my soul. I heard him go, you should go and give it up. You should throw in the towel, we both know you had enough. You should lay it down, it's over man, you know it's done. Where you gon' go man, you know you never overcome. Talking junk, he's a punk, make me call it quits. Music biz sometimes is feeling like it's politics. But I know your tricks now, see I am not convinced. I could just fall to bits, I focus on the crucifix. But see, I'm tired and exhausted. I'm trying and I lost. The bridge is burning, then I crossed it. It's God's will, then I ain't gonna force it. In the meantime, I'm crying to the one who is my portion. Like, a year ago, I was praying for a miracle. Back against the wall with nowhere to go. About to lose it all, but I didn't know. One year ago, 1 year ago. I was praying for a miracle. Back against the wall with nowhere to go. To lose it all, but I didn't know. 1 year ago, 1 year ago, 1 year ago, didn't know just what I know. And I found a hidden road and went to places I'll never go. God was on his way, told me hold a little more. He is mighty save. I went through hell and fire, then I rose. But they told me that I'd never make it. Told me to say that I'm okay, smile, just fake it. Ain't no way that you gon' ever change it. You should just hide away, but all the time, man, you're breaking. The type of thinking is so toxic, so I fight my way out of every single spot I'm boxed in. I'm on the floor, and me and God are steady talking. Told me, get up, boy, keep on walking. You ain't never lost it. And I'm reborn like a different man. Looking back, I can see he had a different plan. I can see it was all in his hands. So I keep walking out with him when I don't understand. But
a year ago, I was praying for a miracle. Back against the wall with nowhere to go. To lose it all, but I didn't know. 1 year ago, 1 year ago. Yeah, I was praying for a miracle. Back against the wall with nowhere to go. About to lose it all, but I didn't know. 1 year ago, 1 year ago. A year ago seems like it should be a long time, but it feels like yesterday. Every night felt like I was losing my mind. Couldn't find the words to should I let go. Turn loose and move on. It just don't feel right to me. So I stand up, hold on, and stay strong with everything inside of me. Cause Lord knows I've been down some bumpy road. Maybe that's what I'm built for. And only God knows just what my future holds. Still praying for a miracle.
Yeah, God's praying for a miracle. Back against the wall with nowhere to go. About to lose it all, but I didn't know. 1 year ago, 1 year ago. I was praying for a miracle. Back against the wall with nowhere to go. About to lose it all, but I didn't know. 1 year ago, 1 year ago.
One year
That was KJ52 with A Year Ago. Before that, we had Gucci Louie by El Val. This is J-Dub. You're listening to the J-Dub 561 Show on 89.9 FM WCNO. Keep it locked.
So many friends telling stories, making me cringe. Talk about the places they've been, through the rabbit hole with they men. And I wish to God that I didn't relate. Hear them talk, it just trigger replay. I'm in therapy, you know these days. You can't marry me, keep your G-ways. Don't try to call, she not a doll. You wanna play, go get a gang. We got better things, better things.
Snakes in the grass, I don't do well with the fake. Everybody want the power, take a turtle wave. Me and my crew in the building, y'all better get out the way. Snakes in the grass, I don't do well with the fake. Everybody want the power, take a turtle wave. Me and my crew in the building, y'all better get out the way.
Put that on the poster. Stay true, bro, no filter. Took a ride on a shooting missile. In the army, I'm a soldier. I'm just trying to work with Cobra. Low to the ground, yeah. I took a L with a smile.
smile, yeah. Popping, popping with the little things. Bro, I'm grateful for the little change. DJ Val got the one and twos. Boy, you know that's a winning tool. We don't fake, never for the fame. Glorifying him, we how we living.
They told me that I wouldn't make it. They told me that I wouldn't make it. Too many snakes in the grass. I don't do well with the fake. Everybody want the power. Take control the wave. Me and my crew in a minute. Y'all better get out the way.
Yo, what is going on? That was Crew by El Val. Before that, we had Better Things by V Rose. Man, that song is banging. My name is J Dub. You are listening to the J Dub 561 show. I'm so glad you're tuned in today because we got an amazing show! Woo! Plus, I got El Val on the show with me right now, and we are going to be tearing it up. We're going to get into the chop zone a little later. He's going to tell you what's going on in his life. He's got a brand new project. He's going to share about his testimony, and it's going to be amazing. So you're going to want to stick around for that. But we would not be here today. I would not be on the air. I would not be on, wouldn't have the show if it wasn't for the faithful sponsors of the show. This show is listener supported, and every week, you know, you guys show up and bless this show financially, supporting it. So this is where I just take a time to say thank you. Thank you so much for your love and support. And the mission is to reach, man. We pray. I was just praying before the show started that people be, you know, channel surfing. And this music would capture them, and they would stick around and hear the gospel, hear the good news of Jesus. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to say it one more time. Thank you to everyone who is faithfully supporting this show. It would not be possible without your help. If you're listening out there and you want to be a sponsor of the show, there's three easy ways that you can give. One is you can text to give. And what you do, you text the word WCNO to the number 24365. That's like the number is like 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Text the word WCNO to the number 24365. And that will show you, that will right on your phone, boom, it'll show you how to give. The other way is you can give online at the WCNO website. That address is WCNO.com. And there's a donation option there. But on both ways, whether you're texting to give or you give on your computer, you give online, you have to make sure in the comment that you say it's for the J-Dub 561 show, or else the money doesn't go to me. It goes to Dave over here. And Dave gets a new pair of shoes, right, Dave?
Well, one shoe.
One shoe, okay. No, but seriously, if you don't put it for the J-Dub 561 show, it doesn't come to this show. I don't get that support. So please make sure you give on text to give. Again, that number is 24365. And you text the word WCNO. It'll set you right up and put in the comment it's for the J-Dub 561 show. You can go online to WCNO.com. You can give it their donation option there. And then last but not least, if you're the traditional route, is just mailing a check into the WCNO office. And again, put the number, put the name J-Dub 561 show on there so that it goes to supporting the show. And man, people, I just can't say thank you. Like, I literally can't say thank you. It blows my mind, the support that continues to come in. And I'm so grateful because we're going to reach people, man. We're going to reach the next generation. We're reaching the young adults. We're reaching the youth. And that's what this is all about, the message of Jesus Christ. So we're going to get back in it. And on the line with me right now, I have the amazing artist. I'm telling you, this guy has done everything, and I don't want to give it away too much because we're going to get into it in the chop zone. But we played a couple of his songs already, Gucci Louie, Crew, and we're getting ready to go into one of his other songs here. But I'm going to let him set up the song and tell you what it's all about. El Val, would you tell us what's the next song and what it's all about?
The song is called Game Time. Really, I mean, anyone who's listening right now has a Goliath in their life. And I wanted to make a song that just kind of gets the juices going, you know? Okay. You know that moment? Mm-hmm. Something to motivate the people to reach out, grab a slingshot, get some stones, and Woo! Get rid of that giant.
Come on, so, yeah, baby! Man,
game time. Let's go.
Woo!
Let's go.
All right, game time. Here we go.
I'm chillin' with the gang, but they authentic. If you don't got the sauce, then I'm not with it. Show me my opponent, show me my opponent. Lately I've been on it, lately I've been on it. It's gang time, yeah, it's gang time, yeah. It's gang time, yeah, it's gang time, yeah. Show me my opponent, show me my opponent. Lately I've been on it, lately I've been on it. It's gang time, yeah, it's gang time, yeah. It's gang time, yeah, it's gang time, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, strap up my cleats and turn on the heat. Put me in the game, coach, I gotta eat. Yeah, I want the trophies, I want the wines. Yeah, call up my opponents, tell them dinner's on me. Yeah, take a couple plaques and put them on my wall. Shout out to the heavens, baby, I'm ready to ball. Tell them sound the trumpets, yeah, knock down them walls. It's game time, homie, Randy Savage with them all.
Show me my opponent. Time, yeah, it's gang time, yeah. It's gang time, yeah, it's gang time, yeah. Show me my opponent, show me my opponent. Yeah, lately I've been on it, lately I've been on it. It's gang time, yeah, it's gang time, yeah. It's gang time, yeah, it's gang time, yeah.
Oh no, it's about to be a massacre. Got Val with me in the passenger. Doing donuts in a donut truck, so you know what up when we passing, yeah. On the road to go do a show, to hit the studio, we got stamina. You an amateur, we some cannons, bro. We want all the smoke in that canister. A wise man said I was built for this. I mean, back in the gap, I would kill for this. Now I'm strapped with a rap that'll go pap pap to the tap of an instrument. When I implement the gift given by the infinite, can't quit cause I'm too legitimate. Every time I get that urge to spit them verses like a Mossberg pump when I do a word.
Myself, sympathizing everything I felt, realizing that I need your help. You got me, you got me, you got me. Can't erase what you've always done. Can't undo what you've overcome. Can't believe that you caught me, love. You got me, you got me, you got me. You know me better than I know myself. You're standing by me when there's no one else. When I'm all alone and the window's down.
You got me, you got me.
You never left me, you never will. When I'm believing everything I feel, you pull me back to your perfect will.
You got me.
I put your truth on replay, replay. I need it every day, every day. Ain't worried about that he say, she say. I put your truth on replay, replay. More than the air I breathe, living water I sip, I drink. My emotion wanna take the lead. You say your truth would set me free. I believe that, I need that. When I'm acting out, you bring me back. I pass my heart out on these tracks. Gotta let you know where my mind's at.
On replay, every single word till you change me. Leave behind a curse while you freeze frame. Sing it with me now, sing it with me now.
I put your truth on replay, replay. I need it every day, every day. Ain't worried about that he say, she say. I put your truth on replay, replay. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Truth on replay, replay.
I put your truth on replay, replay. I need it every day, every day. Ain't worried about that.
That was Replay by Mary Jane. Before that, we had Game Time by El Val. You're listening to the J-Dub 561 Show on 89.9 FM, WCNO. Keep it locked.
Yeah, I hit the gym, just opened up again. Reza, he loaded me up with 2 plates. Then I went home, baby, she made me a meal. She loaded me up with 2 plates. Jump on a whip, registered that NGA. I had to go get me new plates. I just bought a crib, had to move out of New York. I'm really enjoying the space. Jump on a stick, pray that I don't gotta use it, but I got it there just in case. You know what it is, people be talking online, but never say that to my face. Look at my wrist, ain't nothing on it just yet. Everything got its time and its place. If they throw a fit, when you tell them no, that's how you know they ain't respect you off rip. Man, it's a trip. But hey, it could be worse. Say it again for them in the back so they know for sure. It could be worse. And life is hard, I thank God. It could be worse. Life is hard, I thank God. It could be worse.
Way, 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 way worse.
Look. It could be worse, used to be scared of the first. I used to pack up the merch, go do the show. Had to put square on my phone. I used to pray that it worked, it ain't always work. I used to play at the church, daddy didn't come with no perks. A was the verse, come to me all over thirsty. Got living water for sure, mine was a nurse. Had a whole life in the purse, might get a face on the shirt. Hank on the waiter, right to the table. She asked me what do I want for dessert. I told her surprise me, ain't much surprise me, man. All of my heels be wildin', man. Look at what happened to Cosby, man. Look at what happened to Ravi, damn. Nah, tryna make sure that it's not me, man. Whole life binocly, man. How I'ma run when temptation come, it got me, man. But hey, it could be worse. It could be worse. Life is hard. It could be worse. Life is hard. I thank God it could be worse.
Way, 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 way worse.
Love that he called me up and told me that he met this beautiful girl. And when I heard him talking about her, you know, I like started crying because that's the way a man should feel about his woman.
Wish I could make you, wish I could make you proud, but I don't blame you. I know I'm far from what they want me to be, and I don't want to keep you guessing, so I'll keep up with my moves. And wish I could make you, wish I could make you proud, but I don't blame you. I know I'm far from what they want me to be, and I don't want to keep you guessing, so I'll keep up with my moves.
I'm so appreciated, unsatisfied with all of my achievements lately. Up and down this roller coaster of emotions got me feeling crazy. Yeah, I know the pressure be getting real tough. Tryna make it while you deep in the mud. Family down and all your dreams, don't give up, no. Whoa. I know they talking, they only support when you're working. But somebody greater who's offering benefits after retirement. So what, go take that risk, don't remain so average. You can levitate, elevate to a better place, go and dream away. Yeah, if not, they'll crush what you believe, and then you'll never be happy.
Wish I could make you, wish I could make you proud, but I don't blame you. I know I'm far from what they want me to be, and I don't want to keep you guessing, so I'll keep up with my moves. And wish I could make you, wish I could make you proud, but I don't blame you. I know I'm far from what they want me to be, and I don't want to keep you guessing, so I'll keep up with my moves. And
whoa, that's a lot of taking. Yet I never do quick, can't raise a white flag if I ain't done yet. I'm a test subject that we all could win. Just don't give in to the weak nonsense, uncertain where I'm on to next. Overstressed, overthinking ends up in a mess. Crafted by the potter with some dance. I won't bite the fruit, I come correct. Boldly speaking, don't make disrespect. God gave me talents I could use. God gave me grace, I won't abuse. God even used a donkey too. So why you think you cannot be a tool? Why you think you cannot be a tool? Do the things you love to do. Why you think you cannot be a tool? He put it inside you.
Wish I could make you, Wish I could make you proud, but I don't blame you. I know I'm far from what they want me to be, and I don't want to keep you guessing. So I'll keep up with my moves and wish I could make you. Wish I could make you proud, but I don't blame you. I know I'm far from what they want me to be, and I don't want to keep you guessing. So I'll keep up with my moves and.
No te necesito para lograr tener éxito. Creando lo que quiero me siento mejor. Límites solo existen en la mente. Si mi vida te importa, ¿por qué no apoyarme? Ya tengo éxito, dicen que soy loco. Ay, qué escandaloso, el cristiano como. Yo no le creo. Además ese ruido suena muy feo. Underappreciated and satisfied with all of my achievements lately. Up and down this roller coaster of emotions got me feeling crazy.
Through the hood, still looking for context. I smell death around me, gun smoke. I got life, I can't trip and I won't choke. Laying hands on the homies from the projects, but we still got work, it's a process. If another homie dies one more time from a petty crime, I'ma lose my mind, speak life.
Yeah, I'm speaking life to my gente. Well, I'm doing things they said I couldn't do.
Feeling the way, yeah. Young black man out here paving the way. If you ain't in line with the vision, I probably won't listen. I probably wouldn't even give you the time of the day. See, welcome to the jungles where the lions sleep. We was raised for the sun, we don't run from heat. A young king, they gon' have to see this dream. Hold their hand, feet planted as we march and we sing.
Yeah, I'm speaking life to my gente. Well, I'm doing things they said I couldn't do.
Yo, that was Life Over Muerte by El Val, who is in the studio right now with us. Hey, Dave. Okay, no, I was just talking to Dave because I like Dave. Dave's here. He's our technician. Give it up for Dave one time, people. Yeah, come on. All right. Yeah, sorry. I digress. Hey, you are listening to the J-Dub 561 Show. I am so glad that you've tuned in today because we have an amazing show lined up for you. And on the show with us today is none other than L Val. L, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm good, brother. I'm ready for this fall weather to come.
Oh, come on now. Well, actually, we don't get fall weather here. But anyways.
That's
right. South Florida.
It's a little cooler, though.
Yeah, South Florida, we just, we're just hot, like, year-round. I think we get like a week off in January, and then that's it.
I'll take the week. I'll take the week.
So man, we got L Val on the show with us right now, and we just played a lot of his music, Life Over Muerte, Game Time, Crew, Gucci Louie. If you don't know this man, he is a producer. He is a rapper. He is, hands down, one of the most talented DJs I've ever seen. Like, and I know in today's society, you know, y'all don't even know what a DJ is. You think I'm a DJ. I'm not a DJ. I'm a radio whatever I am. But I'm talking about people with the turntables, with the vinyl that can, you know, scratch on time and just juggle it and keep it hot. That's what this man does. He does all of these things. Plus, he's a graphic designer. Plus, he does video. Plus, this goes on and on and on. Oh, let me just mention this. He's toured all over the world with Lecrae, Social Club, Sadie Robinson, KJ52, you name it, and he's done it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the only thing I think he hasn't done yet is be president. But what's 2024 looking for you? How's that looking for you, L Val?
I'm still praying about it,
okay,
brother.
Okay, all right. Well, dude, so glad to have you on the show. A little round of applause for you. And man, tell us, bro. Tell us what's going down. What's going on in your life? I know you got a new project out. Tell all the listeners all about your new project, man, and what's it all about, what, you know, inspired it, and just give us a little snippet of it.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, the project came about as soon as the pandemic hit, you know, the world stopped.
Mm-hmm.
For someone like myself who lived on tour buses and airplanes and hotel rooms, man, it was catastrophic, you know, and I won't get into all the details about it, but I just wanted to make something that wasn't so dark,
okay,
so depressing, and mind you, I'm not downplaying any of that.
Yeah.
But what I am saying is, I just wanted to bring some color into music for myself, really, in the season that I was in. And
yeah.
So that came about this project called Dream in Color, and it was just like, you know what? Let's make some music. We're in a pandemic. At the time, I was living in Houston. And it was busy as ever. Where I was creating a ton of video stuff for a church in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And between an apartment closet and I forgot where I was, I recorded this project. And
oh,
I was
wow.
like, you know what, let's just put it out there. I was able to team up with some cool, you know, producers and collaborate on a lot of things. So the process was just like, hey, let's do it. Let's just make something fun. Added the whole Latin flavor on there.
Okay.
And yeah, man, you know, Texas Chico, for some, I mean, I don't know really what it is about the song, but it's really taken off in Houston.
Okay.
It gets played pretty much on a daily basis. It's on a rotation down there.
Wow.
Engine Radio shows a lot of love to it.
That's
so yeah,
awesome.
It's been cool. It's been cool seeing it, you know, there's a couple songs on it that are just like, hey, when I look at the numbers, I'm like, wow, people were in Lagos, Nigeria listening to this, or, you know, it's just stuff like that.
You
I'm
gotta
like,
love
this
that,
is
right?
Really cool.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
It's really cool.
Now, also, you're a family man, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you got two beautiful children. Is that correct?
Actually, my oldest is 11.
Okay.
I had her really young, and then I have a boy who's 9.
Okay.
And I actually have a 2-year-old. Baby girl.
Okay.
Who, yeah, so it was kind of like whoops, and then she's a blessing.
praise the lord for the whoops. Yeah. come on somebody. Praise the Lord for the whoops. Come on
there you go. She's a whole another story. I mean, like, oh man, without going too much into it, I was in Mexico City doing some ministry out there.
Okay.
And I get a phone call, hey, I'm going to the hospital, and I'm like, dear Lord, please help us. So yeah, I was able to cancel one of the events and jumped on the first flight out.
Oh, praise God.
So she's our little blessing.
That's little awesome. Luna. Now, let me ask you this, bro, because you've been everywhere. You've toured with everybody, and you've been some crazy places. What's some of the most amazing experiences that you've had on tour, besides the one that you told me about offline where you, wet your pants? Besides that one, what's one of the most memorable experiences that you've had on tour?
Man, see, I grew up in the armpit of Dallas.
Okay.
In an area where nobody really leaves the neighborhood, you know?
Mm.
And so, man, I've always just been like, God, this is like, I don't belong here. I don't deserve this.
Bro, I hear you for that, bro. Come on.
South Africa was definitely one of those moments where it was like, what is going on right now? I clearly remember we landed in Cape Town. Come to find out, so I was with Tadashi, when we landed, I get a text message. I mean, a message on like, I don't know if it was Twitter, one of the social media things from a radio DJ in South Africa, in Cape Town. And
okay.
He says, hey, FYI, Tadashi has a number one hip hop song on secular radio right now.
Oh my gosh.
And wow. as soon as we landed, you would think I was with Justin Bieber.
Wow.
It was like, I'm talking flight attendants, I'm talking security people.
Oh, wow.
Storming photos. Long story short, that night, Tadashi kind of came about unannounced, and it was a last minute invitation, which is a whole nother story. I can get into that later, but man, we get there, and it was the venue was the one that was built for the World Cup, FIFA World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
The venue's brand new, sits right on the ocean, like on the shoreline. And I want to say that night might have been like 40,000 people or something like that.
Shut up. 40,000 people at this event?
Yes.
Wow.
It was 40,000 people that were crazy about Jesus. Let me put it like that.
That's dope.
So the whole night was just it was a passion conference.
Oh, okay.
So the whole night was just like unreal. I looked outside of the venue.
Mm-hmm.
Because the venue was sold out, right? I looked outside and there were several thousand people worshiping to just what they could hear outside.
Wow.
And
that's awesome.
So I was just moved by the whole experience.
Man,
just everything that was happening on that trip was like, God, like, I'm literally from, you know.
Come on. Come on, bro.
You know, so there's just so many of these experiences, you know, doing the tour in the Middle East for the troops.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that was wild. I mean, literally, we're throwing parties in the desert, 130 degree weather, and just to see like the support, you know. And
God,
then when you go to the ministry aspect of things, I've just had so many situations where it's like, Lord, this is really real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I spoke at Juarez one time in Mexico, and for those that don't know, Juarez is a really hot spot for cartel activity.
At one point
it was like murder capital of the world.
Wow.
And so I preached at this event, and I just saw God move that night. I go home, 2 weeks later I get a phone call saying, hey man, the cartels are looking for this pastor. So this guy was leading people to Jesus, and we're leaving the drug game. All the young guys were leaving the drug game. They didn't want to smuggle anymore. So
wow.
That got really real to me, because I'm like, holy cow, they could have walked in the church as I was on stage. You know, like,
yeah, bro.
I was like, this is real. Wow. So they had to like hide on some other city, and it was just and the cartel still did damage. They looked for somebody else. They kidnapped that guy.
Wow.
I mean, all these experiences that I'm just like, Lord, like I just said yes. I never felt qualified for anything.
Come on, dude. Come on.
And I just saw God move. Yeah,
bro.
It's just wild, wild ride.
I'm just reminded of Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8, where it says, here I am, Lord, send me, right? And I love your testimony, bro. I love your humble spirit, because I just want to speak to the listeners right now. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you're from. Come on. God will use you in amazing ways if you just say, here I am, Lord, send me. Amen.
Absolutely. Well, you know, there's a level of when it comes to like saying yes to God, it always sounds fun, right? Like, yes, like it's almost like you're signing up for this pyramid scheme, like you're going to something. But it's in reality, you got to ask yourself, am I willing to give it all?
Come on.
Am I willing to step out of my comfort zone?
Come on.
And one of the things for me that really hit home was, am I willing to surrender my finances? And
come on, bro.
I wish I could say it was all fun, you know?
Yeah.
I wish I could say that man, I was good the whole time. No, man, there was nights where I wept. There was nights where I didn't know where the next meal was coming from. In the beginning, that's how it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like God, like the whole time God was there.
Yeah.
You know? The whole time God was breaking certain aspects of me that I just trusted money too much, or maybe there was a pride issue here or something there. And then I feel like it felt like an eternal process, to be honest. God chipping away things.
It's good.
But the end result was like, man, thank you, God. Like, I can't believe this happened.
So let me ask you this, bro. You stepped up and decided to be faithful with your money, and you started to give money to things of the kingdom of God, and God provided for you, yes?
Absolutely.
Come on.
I mean, I don't usually share this with people other than like my wife and kids, but man, there was times where we were dropping, you know, what we had to. I mean, there is an organization here who fights human trafficking. You know what I'm saying? There's ministries that we've given to all basically different parts of the world, Mexico, mm-hmm. you know, and just kind of just gave out of not like, oh, I have to do this.
Yeah.
It was just like, I get to do this.
Yeah, come on, bro.
You know, and then so for me, giving's a joy because it's just basically me saying God is providing for me, you know?
Yeah, good.
And a lot of times it hurts, you know, it hurts sometimes where it's like, man, I don't know, you know, I have this due, I have that due, or I have this coming, this expense coming. But man, it's just been like, it's just a process of obedience. I mean, that's really what it is.
Yeah, it's good.
Trusting,
bro.
Watching God pour out, and, you know, just moving forward.
That's so good, bro. And I know somebody's listening today and needed to hear that. And I appreciate you sharing that. Real quick, bro, how did you come to Jesus? And try to give me the quickest 5-minute version you can.
All right. Hopefully, I can do this in 5 minutes.
All right. Here we go.
I didn't grow up in a Christian home. My father is, till this day, agnostic, atheist type guy. Growing up, there was no Bible in my house. You know, there was no form of spirituality, organized religion. None of that existed in my home.
Okay.
I'm the youngest of a bunch of kids. So when I was a kid, my oldest brother was involved in gang activity. He was part of, you know, I guess you could say organized crime type
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Okay.
And things got really wild really quick. I mean, our house got shot up several times.
Oh my gosh.
People died. It was just wild. One day, and I hope somebody's listening because this is speaking to somebody. There was a young lady who my brother thought was attractive.
Okay.
And she said, hey, come to church. My brother, being this gangster, church was foreign to him. But he liked this girl enough to say, I'm going to go to church.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't one of those things where, like, the girl was trying to hook up with the guy. No, the girl was literally just inviting people.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother goes to this event. And during that time, they would do skits and dramas and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a presentation of somebody who was in a gang, dies, and has to face judgment.
Oh,
he
wow.
faces God, right?
Come
that
on.
Was the first time my brother... That was the first time my brother even had the thought of afterlife.
Wow.
Like, oh,
praise
like
God.
Someone's gonna hold me accountable for everything I'm doing. A lot of people that he knew directly had already been murdered, so it hit home because he was like, hey, that could be me.
Yeah.
So my brother walked away from everything that night.
Oh my gosh.
Long story short, that trickled down all the way to me. So
come
my brother's
on.
Like, hey, come to church. And I remember being this bad little kid, man.
Wow.
And he would take me to church, and they would take me to Sunday school. What is it called? Sunday school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And man, I remember getting kicked out. One guy was like, hey, go outside. I'm like, what? Like, there's no principal here. But like, I remember like having to wait outside of class because of my behavior.
Yeah.
But within time, the things started clicking. I started understanding things. I started opening the Bible and reading things that just blew my mind.
Praise
like, what? Omnipresent?
God.
What? Like, dying for my sins? Like,
wow.
Everything started to make sense. When I was about 12 or 13 is when I really said, you know what, God? I'm going to live this out. Like, I don't know what it looks like, really. None of it. I mean, some of it makes sense, but a lot of it didn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, living out as a Christian.
Yeah.
Mind you, my home wasn't a Christian home. So I just kind of like, okay, I mean, I'm wearing a tall tee and some baggy pants, but like let's do this.
Yeah, bro. Come on.
When I was 14, I knew God had a calling in my life.
Mm.
Mind you, when I was 14, my parents were going through a divorce. So it was a wild time. And when I said yes to God, let's do this, and I didn't know what it looked like, things got even worse in my home.
Oh, wow.
My father got incarcerated. Like, it was this whole thing.
Wow.
In that process is when, like, so a lot of times in Christian culture, from what I've seen, we tend to make formulas for people to follow in, right?
Yeah.
I didn't have a formula. I didn't know what, okay, well, how do you handle your parents divorcing? How do you handle your father being incarcerated? How do you,
mm-hmm.
For me, it was just like, yo, I'm just going to trust God and move forward. A lot of times we tend to overcomplicate, you know, the gospel, overcomplicate
Amen.
The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And that's been one of the things that I've been able to give to others. Like, hey, man, you're overcomplicating things.
Yeah.
It really comes down to you and God, you and your community of believers, whether
Come
it's a church
bro.
Or a group or whatever. And then just move forward. Like,
on,
let's
bro.
Keep moving forward. Trust God. Trust the Holy Spirit. So I got to experience that right off the bat, man, in my walk with the Lord. So that's how, in a nutshell,
wow.
that's how I came to know Jesus. That's how I came to be, you know, Val, the guy who travels all over the world. But
I
yeah,
love
man,
it.
Long story short.
I love it, bro. Woo! Come on. Come on, man. Well, that's awesome, bro. Well, dude, we got some more music coming up. Thank you so much for being on the show today and sharing with everybody your personal testimony. And if you're listening out here today, I pray that you listen to that because God wants to do the same thing in your life.
Come on.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Let's get into it. We got a brand new song by my dude out of Jacksonville, Florida, Young Drew. The joint is called Global, because that's what we do. We going global, baby. Let's go. J-Dub 561 Show, 89.9 FM, WCNO. Keep it locked.
Going global, man, I'm going global. This is for the ones that is telling me I'm loco. I'm going global, man, I'm going global. This is for the ones that is talking all that so-so. I'm going global, man, I'm going global. This is for the ones that is telling me I'm loco. I'm going global, man, I'm going global. This is for the ones that is telling me I'm loco. I'm going global, man, I'm going global. This is for the ones that is talking all that so-so. I'm going global, man, I'm going global. This is for the ones that is telling me I'm loco. Yeah, I didn't mean to hit him like that. Some days that I feel like I've been getting off of my tracks. Had to kick a non-side just to get it right back. Telling me I'm going crazy, that's just big facts. Falling like I'm Harden, I got the one on my back. Bye to my old life, I'm never getting it back. Cause it's okay, cause where I go, the Lord is always attached. They like, oh Drew, you the one who did that? Nah, that's not me, you see. It's the Lord in me, it's a Trinity. I bring out three with me, you know that's where I be. I'm bringing church with me, fighting off the enemy. We here for the streets, let us not repeat. For the ones who are listening, we living free. And we started king, it's his majesty. Don't get mad at me, it's what's happening. You heard? I'm going global, man, I'm going global. This is for the ones that is telling me I'm local. I'm going global, man, I'm going global. This is for the ones that is telling me I'm local. I'm going global, man, I'm going global. This is for the ones that is talking all that so-so. I'm going global, man, I'm going global. This is for the ones that is telling me I'm local.
Lydian, I'm local on a photo, I be scraping. Really, I be snapping like the photos they be taking. Coming up, they asking what's the total I be making. For all you need to know is that my soul will not be taken. I've been trained up way before I done came up. Gamed up, no way, I might change up. Famous, on my way, Jesus only knows. I've been smashing, I've been fasting with the Holy Ghost. What you know about us? Fire to the flame every time they doubt us. Oh yeah, give me riled up. Swear you gon' regret it like you woke a child up. Like, oh yeah. Really from the west, they try to take the sound. Covering in his blood, I'm about to paint the town. Here to
Tokyo, I'm about to make my rounds. About to take it up and out so you can't take me down.
I'm going global, man, I'm going global. This is for the ones that is telling me I'm local. I'm going global, man, I'm going global. This is for the ones that is telling me I'm local. I'm going global, man, I'm going global. This is for the ones that is talking all that so-so. I'm going global, man, I'm going global. This is for the ones that is telling me I'm local.
You can't keep going at a rate like this. Running from your life when you're meant to live. Gotta keep on breathing, yeah. There's too many reasons. No, you can't keep going at a rate like this. Burying the past, not to deal with it. Feeling so defeated, yeah, yeah. There's too many reasons to keep on.
Lost my granddad in 07, still trying to cope to this day. I was wondering if you went to heaven, yeah, there ain't nothing I can change. I spent late nights, I was scared to die, I ain't wanna see the grave. I was playing games with my heartbeat instead of slowing down just to pray. You've been reaching for the hand you thought you never grab, but Jesus brings the hope you thought you never have, yeah. Tired of living in a nightmare, Lord, I just wanna hear you. Run around in the same circle, don't make me feel brand new. You gotta know, it ain't over cause you got a hand to hold. Let his peace come rushing through your soul. Too many reasons for you just to let go. There's hope.
You can't keep going at a rate like this. Running from your life when you're meant to live. Gotta keep on breathing, yeah. There's too many reasons. No, you can't keep going at a rate like this. Burying the past, not to deal with it.
PJ, we lost C-Dub and lost Lil J to these streets, bruh. Got family members on lockdown, I still pray to God to release them. Put my hope in the Father, all these problems just pushing me harder. When I feel like I'm ready to fall out, hit my knees and start crying my heart out. Yeah, shootouts on the corner, daddy got corona trauma singing us to sleep. Yeah, God ain't raising quitter, this is not the end and we will never be defeated. No, you don't have to fight these battles on your own.
Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed this show. I hope you enjoyed the testimony of El Val. And it just goes to show you, man, God can use anybody. If God can use me, he can use anybody. Trust me. And you heard it from the mouth of El Val himself. He's just, man, doesn't matter who you are or where you've been. God loves you. God wants to bless you. Open the Bible and get into the Word of God so the Word of God can get into you. God bless. I'll see you next week. Peace.